Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the latest episode on Lest We Forget - Historical. Educate, Enlighten, Entertain. Passionate World Network, or as we like to call it, Passionate World Talk Radio Network. And on today's episode, March 29th, 2024, we're going to discuss if Trump should become president and declares himself a dictator on the first day of his elected office, will America lose its democracy? Better yet, should we topple the Statue of Liberty, since it would no longer represent the country? Today, we're going to have two sources. One is from a respectable news station, and the other is an opinion. And I invite you to please comment and provide us some feedback. PWRNetworkLLC@gmail.com or text us at 484-364-1032. This is your call to action, and it will be repeated at the end of the episode. One other thing, on April 2nd at 7 p.m. and on April 5th at 4 p.m., PWTRN is holding two webinars, Empower the Voice, Unlocking Your Podcast Potential. You will learn about and get a taste for the three C's of communication, the art of the interview, and mastering interpersonal skills. So please join us. Did I mention it's free? The only thing that you need to invest is your time, and bring a piece of paper and a pen so you can take some notes. I guarantee that you will want to. Down below is where you need to go to register. Now, on with the show. President Joe Biden said when he gave his speech on January 5th, democracy is on the ballot. And he was alluding to several claims that a second Donald Trump term could pose an existential threat to American democracy. Let's face it, when Caesar crossed his Rubicon, he wanted to be dictator. When Trump crossed his Rubicon, he now wants to become dictator with the idea that he will pardon everybody who rose in insurrection against their country after taking a loyalty oath at birth to become a citizen of the United States. You do have a responsibility as a citizen of the United States. Oh, I know it's not taught openly, and that's something we will probably get into down the way. But think about that. When you're born in the U.S., you're given immediate citizenship. They have exiled people for less. Isn't that what Mr. Burr was infamously stated, that he betrayed his country when he shot someone in a duel? Excuse me, the name escapes me. Head of Treasury? Yes. Wow. Now, of course, Trump denies the change and the charge, but we all know that's fake, quote unquote, information. He's been saying it every time he gets in front of an audience. He can't keep his mouth quiet. Now, Trump did tell Fox News with host Sean Hannity that in December, he won't be dictator if returned to the White House, except on day one. Really? Is that like Hitler saying, well, after I invade Poland and Hungary and France and bomb the shit out of London. I'll only do it for one day, and then I'll revert back to my meek, mild, artistic side. Did Stalin say that? Did Mao say that? If they did, I didn't hear them quite clearly enough. The news source, Newsweek, has spoken to several experts in democracy and political processes and found it contrasting with what Trump victory in November would mean for our U.S. democracy. Like I said, it's time to haul down the Statue of Liberty. While one political scientist described it as a uniquely credible threat, another said America's institutions are more resilient than many give them credit for. Truly, how resilient were our institutions when the mob of people that Trump stirred up in January assaulted the Capitol, killed a couple of people who were just doing their job, and were going to hold the political candidates as hostages to get what they want? Really? We weren't any resilient about that at all. Newsweek states that Trump's reps have been contacted. Separately, Justin T. Haskins, director of the Socialism Research Center at the Heartland Institute, which describes itself as a think tank, promotes, quote, free market solutions to social and economic problems. Really? Does that happen before somebody's killed or after they're killed? He argued that Joe Biden and his allies are conducting a truly unprecedented attack on democracy as a result of the four criminal cases Trump is currently facing. Well, the guy is guilty, and for him to say he should get immunity is laughable. He's still a citizen of the United States. Does that mean that he gets immunity as a citizen and he has the right and privilege to go out and kill anybody he wants to, imprison anybody he wants to, put them into concentration camps anytime he detects a disliking to them? Twist the law? I think not. In 2020, Trump has continued to claim the presidential election was stolen from him by fraud, despite the fact the court says, nah, no, by independent election experts. On January 6, 2021, hundreds of Trump supporters stormed Congress in a bid to prevent the certification of Joe Biden's election victory, triggering violence, and one person was shot dead. It gives him the right to kill people? Because, listen, folks, if Trump becomes president again, he told everybody he's not leaving office. Period. He's going to start a dynasty with his children. And you thought the Kennedys were bad, and all the jokes that were floating around when JFK was elected president and Bobby and Edward were there to help him. Think about that, a dynasty. Instead of the Caesars, it will be of the Trumps. Should we just put triumphant on after Trump? Trump is facing charges both federally and in the state of Georgia over allegations he acted illegally in an attempt to overturn the 2020 election outcome. He pled not guilty to all counts and has alleged the cases against him are politically motivated. Well, Mr. Trump storming the White House was also politically motivated. So is there a difference here, or is it relative? He said, what makes Trump a uniquely credible threat is that he keeps doing what he says he will do. And what he says he would do is what contemporary authoritarians do. He promised to call into question any election in which he was not the winner. Sounds like Putin. Go to the poll and vote. Vote for Putin. And if you don't vote voluntarily, we'll send the Army with their AK-47s, the fortune to vote to put Putin back in office for the next 8 years. That's a democracy in progress, right? And then he did exactly that, trying to cling to power by pressuring officials across the country. He failed. But nothing about his behavior since then suggests he wouldn't try harder next time. He said he would exterminate the vermin that are his political opponents. Does that sound like Stalin or Mao or Putin with his latest put somebody who opposed him into a concentration camp in Siberia and then, whoops, he mysteriously died? During a November 2023 rally in New Hampshire, Trump pledged to root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and all the radical left thugs that live like vermin. Does that include his supporters? Oh, yeah, the right wing. Getting my left and right mixed up. Sorry about that. Although he didn't really say he was going to exterminate them. Now he'll probably put them into forced labor and make sure they pick up all the garbage and plastic and the litters of the United States. We go back to the chain gangs again. Bateman said the people around Trump have been devising for all to see plans in which they massively reinforce the power of the executive and then use this to attack political organizing by opponents. His allies are circling the universities looking to squash dissent. Sounds like we're in, Red China, which is exactly what they did in China. And in the Soviet Union, which now calls itself Russia. At least with the Soviet Union, you knew it was a compilation of a lot of different smaller countries all together, like the United States, for example. But now it's just called Russia. Talk about narcissism. In an interview with Newsweek, Thomas Gift, who heads the Center on U.S. Politics at the University College London, UK, argued that American democracy is sturdy, despite what he described as the challenge of the Republican frontrunner. He went on to say, Trump doubtlessly poses a challenge to U.S. democratic norms and processes. His willingness to take a sledgehammer to congressional oversight, to weaponize the legal system against political opponents, and to attack the legitimacy of the free press are just some examples of how far he's willing to go in upending executive constraints. What's more, the fact that Trump does all of this in plain sight and unapologetically is unlike any American leader we've seen. But that's different than saying that a second Trump term would pose an existing threat that could fundamentally alter the regime's makeup. American institutions are more resilient than many give them credit for. As we witnessed on January 6th, they bent but didn't break. U.S. democracy remains sturdy, even as Trump continues to exploit his fragilities and test the limits of his political antibodies. However, David Bateman, an associate professor at Cornell University, who specializes in political institutions, argued that American democracy has already suffered from erosion and that he argued if that elections were held today, Trump would secure a second term. But he questioned whether or not he would remain truly free and fair. He said, does that mean if Trump wins in 2024, we won't have elections in 2026 and 2028? Would there still be opposition and opposition victories and other elections? He says, of course. I doubt it. If you put around the polling places, the federal army with AK-47s and other advanced technology and weaponry, I doubt people will go to the polls and vote. And since Trump is adamant about getting rid of mail-in votes, the hell with the seniors, the hell with the handicapped, the blind or the cripple, who usually do use that avenue so they can also vote, he'll get rid of at least a third of the vote that way. So only his people can vote. You really need to think these things through, civilians, citizens of US. If we lose the distinction of being a democratic nation, how are we going to be rated in history when somebody else takes over and takes a look at our past and see that in the year 2024, we became a dictatorship, just like Rome did under Augustus Caesar. Think about it. There is a time when you need to be held accountable and responsible for your behavior. Haskins, who is also the editor-in-chief of StoppingSocialism.com, told Newsweek, it is Democrats and not Trump who threaten American democracy. He said, and I quote, Joe Biden and other prominent Democrats are claiming that democracy is on the ballot in November if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. That's true, but not in the way the Democrats allege. Joe Biden and his allies are conducting a truly unprecedented attack on democracy by prosecuting their chief political rival in the midst of a campaign. I cannot imagine an American president engaging in a more overtly tyrannical attempt to undermine the democratic will of the people. Really? Well, he doesn't know his American history very well. When the corruption was going on, Tammany Hall, it was a lot worse. Tippecanoe, how quickly everyone forgets. Now, Trump has been charged in four criminal cases over allegations he orchestrated the payment of hush money to a porn star, mishandled classified documents, and broke the law attempting to reverse his 2020 presidential election defeat, both nationwide and in the state of Georgia specifically. He has pled not guilty to all charges and has said the cases are part of a witch hunt against him. Well, he's not a witch, he's a warlock. So, thank you all very much for joining me this morning. And yes, I am putting in my editorial opinions and comments as we go away, because I really believe you need to wake up and smell the realism and the reality of what's happening within our country. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And if you're not careful, you'll lose it to somebody who's in plain sight. That's our elephant for the 2024 election. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a rematch. Only Joe Biden has the sense to leave office when he's elected or not elected, which I can't say for Trump, who's publicly stated and repeated he will not leave office, which he showed his contempt when he took the office from then former President Obama. Yes, lest we forget, hyphen historical with your host Lillian Caldwell. You can listen to this commentary / podcast all over again at passionateworldtalkradio.com, at youtube.com/PWR Network Online PW Talk Radio, facebook.com/PassionateWorldRadio. And the usual iHeart, Alexa, Spotify, Amazon, Amazon Music. Just go look us up. We're in the first 22 to 25 pages. On April 23rd, we'll be holding a special interview with the author and entrepreneur Vicky Esther Chang, who wrote the book, The Gold Nugget, Digital Strategy for a Digital Age, and co-author Lillian S. Caldwell. And there are workbooks that are included with the book. Go check out Amazon, put in Vicky Esther Chang, and it will be just because I wrote it. It's an excellent book. It's the first half is based on my training with the Modesto Boys and Girls Club of Modesto, California. In addition, if you have a passion or an itch to want to do a podcast / program on Passion World Talk Radio Network, please text me 484-364-1032. Email me, pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. Give me your name. Give me the name of your podcast. And provide you are speaking to an audience. So we have what your voice sounds like and how you sound like, because that will be very important. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, please join us next Friday when we hear the opinion of a reporter by the name of Thomas B. Edsall. He contributes a weekly column from Washington, D.C. on politics, demographics, on inequality. So join us then. Thank you all very much for listening. And remember, please keep listening. Thank you.